With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says Iran now finds itself virtually isolated.
No one wants to come and start a war with Israel or the United States if we hit Iran. Russia's abandoned Iran. China's abandoned Iran. The Arabs are rooting us on behind the scenes. And so Iran has lost its proxies, and they have no leverage anymore.
Noronha says that Iran's ability to threaten Israel has now been almost entirely eliminated.
They had 2,000 missiles. They were threatening to strike Israel with all of them. They've barely fired off about 400, and almost none of them have hit. So again, they've lost air superiority. They are at the mercy of Israel at this point.
Following the latest Iranian attacks on Israel Thursday morning, Defense Minister Israel Katz blaming Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and says the military has been, quote, instructed and knows that in order to achieve all of its goals, this man absolutely should not continue to exist. President Trump extending the deadline of a TikTok ban for a third time. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest on this situation and TikTok.
The president signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days. It gives his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. A White House spokesperson says the president does not want TikTok to go dark. Years ago, Donald Trump supported the TikTok ban because of privacy and security concerns. But now he has more than 15 million followers on TikTok, and there's no ban in sight. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And this is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
Human Rights Watch has issued a report saying that the country's draconian blasphemy laws are being misused to persecute Christians and other religious minorities. The report also accuses the government of Pakistan of inciting mass violence against Christians so as to seize their land and other property. Pakistan is 96% Muslim and is ranked number 8 on Open Doors' annual list of the countries where persecution of Christians is worst.
The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. Now, the ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block the proceedings. Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against Catholic priests. This is SRN News. Hackers with possible links to Israel draining more than $90 million from Iran's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Novitex, and leak company data as well. That's the word from the blockchain analytics firm Elliptic, which says the attack was likely politically motivated. The hacking group that claimed responsibility for the attack, accusing Novitex of having helped Iran's government evade sanctions and to transfer money to a number of terrorist groups. Well, the Bank of England has kept its main interest rate at the 2-year low of 4.25% as fears grow the conflict between Israel and Iran will escalate. The decision by the bank's 9-member Monetary Policy Committee had, though, been widely anticipated. More details at srnnews.com.